Callum, congratulations. You're once again into the first round proper of the FA Youth Cup. A gritty performance tonight, and it was all about that result, wasn't it?
Don't underestimate the achievement for the players of reaching the first round proper of this competition for this football club. It is the target every time we go into it. You play through these qualifiers and ultimately you're hoping to reach the competition proper and seeing who you can get and the sort of nights that you might have. We've had to do it the hard way. Typical Chester away draw, wasn't it? So we go to Fylde the week in really difficult conditions and really good opposition and are forced to put in a performance. Today, really wet pitch. Obviously, we've seen the rain, and congratulations to Altrincham. I think the work their groundsman's done to get the game on was first class. And we've been able to get the game on and put in the type of performance that it just gets us in the first round. And I think, I reiterate, don't underestimate the achievement and how massive it is for this football club to be in that competition proper with some league sides. And hey, we're delighted in that dressing room and they're really pleased.
That's 2-3-1 victories, of course, in the FA Youth Cup. Is that almost, it's all about having that sort of backbone, that gritty performance in the cup competition, just getting through to the next round?
Ideally, we're gorgeous to watch. Everything goes for us with the ball and we create chances and score goals. Let's be realistic, we've had two games where it's not like that. We've been in free scoring form in the league. You've seen the attacking talents that we have and what they can do. But tonight was very much about working hard. The first half, it was difficult for us. At times the early goal can hurt you because you become arguably quite complacent. I don't think we did that. I think Altrincham grew into the game after our goal and it was tough for us. The attitude, the endeavour in the second half to get ourselves clear in front, take control of the game. And you've seen the blocks at the end. Dion Jones must have thrown himself in front of 13, 14 shots in the second half. Kane Noble, Kyle Wallace and then James Cotchell, who's come off the bench, have covered the ground in midfield and have worked and worked and worked. That's massive for us. So will I take a performance like that? Yeah, absolutely. That is as special, as important as a free-flowing, gorgeous football performance. So we're delighted with the endeavour our boys have shown this evening.
Yet another away tie in the first round proper 4 years. Hartlepool beckons, another cold night going up north, but another gritty performance required.
Again, I feel like I must have fallen out with whoever arranges the weather for these fixtures. We've had wind, we've had rain, so I'm sure there'll be a storm up at Hartlepool. What a challenge that is. And I know how these ties work now. I've been in the first round, we've been away to Oldham, we've had the home ties. Home advantage is massive. No one's going to give us a chance again. You're going up against a full-time ex-league outfit, well-established. I'll be quietly confident about my players and their chances, and I can assure you we'll do the work beforehand to make sure we go and put in a proper performance that gives us the best chance of progressing. In terms of the away ties, it's never had anything like it. I remember the first season of the competition, we had a few away ties. I think the motivation for our boys is, can we get through in the first round when we're right up against it, and hopefully earn ourselves a home tie.
Callum, congratulations.